Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhashachi Bhattacharya. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani today and said that India left a strong mark everywhere this year, from national security to sports and science laboratories to the world's biggest platforms. He stated that Operation Sindoor became a symbol of pride for every Indian this year. Mr. Modi appreciated the people for showing the same spirit and enthusiasm for the 150th anniversary of Vande Mataram. The Prime Minister underscored the Indian men's cricket team winning the ICC Champions Trophy. He also lauded Group Captain Shubhranshu Shukla for becoming the first Indian to reach the International Space Station. The Prime Minister announced that the second edition of Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held soon. Mr. Modi spoke about Smart India Hackathon, saying it is another medium where ideas are turned into action. Prime Minister also spoke about Manipur's Moirangthem Set, who lives in a remote area of the state and focused on local solutions and started a campaign to install solar panels to overcome the challenge of major electricity issues. Mr. Modi also emphasized that under the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, the government is providing approximately 75,000 to 80,000 rupees to each beneficiary family for installing solar panels. The Prime Minister expressed satisfaction that people's excitement towards Swadeshi was evident. The 77th Republic Day of the country will be celebrated next month. Prime Minister Modi said that on such occasions, people's hearts are filled with gratitude for the freedom fighters and the makers of the Constitution. Concluding his address, Mr. Modi also reminded everyone to stay fit and take part in the Fit India movement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is chairing the 5th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. The three-day conference, which began on the 26th of this month, is aimed at strengthening center-state partnership through structured and sustained dialogue on national development priorities. Anchored in the Prime Minister's vision of cooperative federalism, this conference serves as the forum where center and states collaborate, designing a unified roadmap to maximize country's human capital potential and accelerate inclusive and future-ready growth. President Draupadi Murmu embarked on her maiden submarine sortie at the Karwar Naval Base in Karnataka today. The President is also the Supreme Commander of the Armed Forces. This sortie on board a Calvary-class submarine by President Murmu is the second by a President. APJ Abdul Kalam was the first President to undertake a submarine sortie in 2006 at Vishakhapatnam. President Murmu is on a four-day visit to Goa, Karnataka and Jharkhand. Indian Home Minister Amit Shah has said that Indian Medical Association, IMA, has made the most contribution in the medical field, addressing IMA NetCon 2025, organized by Indian Medical Association in Ahmedabad today. Mr. Shah said Ayushman Bharat Yojana has brought a big change in the country. He added that the doctors serving during the corona period gave priority to the patients. Flight and rail services across large parts of North India were disrupted this morning as dense fog prevailed over several states, severely reducing visibility and affecting normal movement. Rail services bore the biggest impact, with many trains running several hours behind schedule and some being diverted. Flights in multiple cities, including Delhi, were also delayed. According to railway officials, more than 4 dozen trains were running behind schedule due to dense fog across northern India. The impact of adverse weather was equally visible in air traffic operations. Both airlines and railway authorities urged passengers to check the status of their flights and trains before leaving for stations or airports. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is scheduled to meet U.S. President Donald Trump in Florida today amid heightened tensions between Russia and Ukraine and ongoing U.S. efforts to broker peace in the region. They will discuss a 20-point peace plan and potential U.S. security guarantees. Zelensky noted that his administration is working with Washington on a long-term roadmap for Ukraine's prosperity. Myanmar's military junta has begun its first tightly controlled national election after overthrowing the elected government and seizing power in February 2021. The junta claims the vote will pave the way for a return to democracy, but opposition groups and human rights organizations have dismissed it, stating that it is an attempt to legitimize continued military rule. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.